A new year, new arrivals, and a new plan by President Joe Biden aimed at slowing the rising tide of migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally.
Today, my administration is taking several steps to stiffen enforcement for those who try to come without a legal right to stay, and to put in place a faster process, I emphasize a faster process, to decide a claim of asylum.
The new measure would create a legal, albeit narrow, pathway for the growing number of Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Haitians making their way north. Up to 30,000 migrants a month, those with sponsors and who pass background checks, will be allowed into the U.S. to live and to work for 2 years. But they will have to travel by plane. If they try to smuggle themselves in by land or by sea and get caught, they will be barred. The numbers of illegal migrants has exploded in recent years, particularly at the land border. States like California, Texas, Arizona saw more than 2.7 million arrivals last year, way up from the 2021 number of 1.9 million.
We anticipate this action is going to substantially reduce the number of people attempting to cross our southwest border without going through a legal process.
This week, the arrival of hundreds of migrants from Cuba forced the closure of a national park off the coast of Florida. On Thursday, they were moved to the U.S. mainland. In another measure aimed at reducing the number of illegal migrants, the U.S. has just resumed visa consulate services in Cuba. It's hoping more people will follow this legitimate route instead.
If you are in a burning building, it does not seem right to say, but before you jump from the second floor, please go to your computer, get online, schedule an interview, go to the consulate, come back to the burning building, wait for a couple of months, and then you can jump, right? When somebody has to flee to be alive, they have to flee, and our systems have to honor and recognize that context.
The new policy has the land border firmly in its sights, but in Florida, where the border is at the water, the question is, how will it work here?
Florida's Republican governor has made it very clear where he stands on illegal migration. Ron DeSantis hasn't just spoken out against it. He has actively helped other Republican states move migrants to Democratic areas. Remember, this is a man who, although he hasn't formally said it yet, is widely expected to declare a run for presidency in 2024. If that does happen, expect a lot more focus on the border, particularly the maritime border, in the coming months. Phil Lavelle, Al Jazeera, Miami.